So the Waterford ladies faced Tipperary in Feddert on Sunday at 2 o'clock in the first round of the Munster Championship. And Daisha defender Megan Dunford joins me here in our Dungarvan studios to chat about this and also her return to the field after a long injury absence. And Megan, first of all, you finished third in Division 1 of the National League. How much confidence have you taken from that?
Yeah, it was brilliant. You know, the girls, they had a massive league this year. And I think what was different, I suppose, was we really learned from our mistakes in the first few games, you know, against Kerry and against Meads, and then having a close one with Dublin, we kind of realised there was a few things that maybe needed to be changed and altered. And from there then, I suppose, watching the girls has just been brilliant. You know, they've gone from strength to strength. So, and even finishing the game with Mayo in the last league game, I suppose you could see that we've learned a lot throughout the league. You know, the league is a long process. It's a lot of games, a lot of travelling, you know, but I think definitely we've taken a few learnings from the few games, and we finished on a high, so hopefully that will transfer to Munster Championship as well. So yeah,
you have Tipperary away and then Kerry and Cork at home over the next 3 weekends. Megan, like, what is the target for this year's Munster Championship?
Oh, look, the target is always the same, you know, like we always just take game by game. And I think you can't look past Tipperary in the first game. Like, they've, like last year, I suppose, and the year before, they had the beatings out. They bet us both in the Munster and then gone into the All-Ireland series as well. So, like, definitely they have one up on us in the last few years. So we'll be going in and, you know that they're going to put it up to us, and we're going to have to be ready and on form like we have been. But I suppose Munster Championship is a different animal to the league as well, and we've known that from the last few years as well, that really things need to go right, and we can't be really relying on our league performances. We have to kind of turn up on Sunday against Tipperary.
What has the new manager, Tomás McAteer, and his management team brought to the group this year, Megan?
I think Tomás and Liam and Dara and Richie, they've done an amazing job, really, you know, like, collectively, you know, just even, I suppose I've been kind of in and out with it, to be honest, you know, like, I'm kind of back in group sessions now, and it's great, you know, different perspectives listening to it. But I suppose I was doing a lot of my own work up to that, and in fairness to them, they let me do it, you know, trusting me to do my own bit. But now that I've been back in the kind of group work and the group sessions, it's really good, you know, just collectively doing, you know, different kind of perspectives of different ideas, and, you know, just seeing different setups for different teams. It's really interesting to get, you know, different people's perspective on it, and that's something I'd be very interested in, is seeing what kind of different ideas on different teams and how you kind of you respond to it, really.
You say there, Megan, like, you're back involved in the group sessions now. Like, last month you came off the bench in Kilmacthomas to play your first game in nearly 2 years against Mayo. How did that feel?
Yeah, no, it came very quick, I'd say. Well, I know it's been 2 years, but it kind of accelerated. We didn't know what to expect, really, when Tomás rang me, I suppose, last year to see about coming back. And I was kind of humming and hawing about it, to say I didn't know where I'd be at, to be honest. I didn't know if it was an option for me. My recovery was going well, but I didn't know if I'd be at this level yet. You know, I thought it might take a bit longer. And I suppose I've been working very closely with my physio, and he's been kind of guiding me along the way. So we were just very lucky that, and, you know, I was very happy that the recovery was going really well, and it actually got pushed forward, that I actually could get on for 5 minutes at the end of the league, which, to be honest, was an emotional day for not only myself, but my family and the team. Like, they've seen me through a lot, you know, so for them to see me get on as well, I know it meant a lot, you know, to myself and to them as well, and to my family.
You suffered that knee injury against Kerry back in 2023. Megan, just to fill in our listeners, can you just tell us what happened that day?
Yeah, it was first round, this daunting Munster Championship. It was the first round of Munster Championship against Kerry 2 years ago. Yeah, just 4 minutes into the game, and that's all it lasted. And I kind of collided with Louise Mara Hertig, and it was, I knew straight away that something was very bad had happened, but I ended up having to get a double surgery on my leg to repair some patella tendon and three other ligaments that were ruptured. So it was a long process. You know, I suppose I was naive at the beginning to think that, you know, I'd never really been injured to say, like, I maybe have a tweaked hamstring or something like that, but never had a significant injury and couldn't really put my place in it, you know, kind of what to do. Or, but in fairness, now I worked with some really good people along the way who have guided me and in the last 2 years to get me back to on the field. And even though it took 2 years, you know, it was very kind of particularly planned out, and I was really delighted that the goal was kind of accelerated to the end of the league, where I was more looking at end of the goal at the year was, to be honest, the end of championship, the end of Hull Ireland series, to get 10 minutes. That was my goal. So now we can set a few new goals. So I'm delighted with that.
And was it a cruciate injury, Megan, or what was the nature of it?
Yeah, so my cruciate was one of those ligaments, you know, so I had to get everything. The patella tendon was kind of what they were most concerned about. So that had to be kind of repaired within 2 weeks of my injury. I had to get surgery on that. And then that was a 3 month recovery in a brace, and then I had to wait until I kind of got to my 90 degree angle of my knee, which took a lot of work and a lot of physio to get it to 90 degrees, and then my cruciate had to get repaired then after that. So then it was kind of, I suppose, your year after that, really, that I started being able to you know, make some positive, you know, I suppose, differences, you know, into running and getting back onto the field.
Which people have helped you, Megan, in terms of doctors, physios, family, friends, to get you through the past 2 years to get you where you are today?
Oh God, there's so many people like that. I suppose I pride myself on being a very independent person, so it was kind of a hard time for me to have to depend on so many people. But all for different things. I suppose my physio, Michael O'Sullivan, has just been like amazing for me. I suppose I call him my physio, but he's probably my therapist, my counsellor, my, you know, he's brilliant, you know, guiding me along the way through difficult times where I didn't see me being able to get back, to be honest. I suppose when you look back and you're sitting, you know, trying to just bend your knee for months, you know, and trying to get it to bend, you're looking at how could I possibly go back again. But no, and it wasn't all daunting. It was, you know, I had my family and my friends and my boyfriend as well, and the teammates, like, they're involved, has been, I was overwhelmed with the support, really, you know. And even the management last year, keeping me involved, you know, that was a big difference for me as well, you know, where I could have easily been just kind of left to do my own thing. They kept me involved even when they knew I couldn't play, you know, and supported me through it as well. So I do appreciate that. You know, yeah.
Yeah, you're involved as backs coach last year under Pat Sullivan, Megan, so that's kind of kept you involved in and around your teammates as well.
Yeah, definitely. Like, it's one thing I probably didn't realise is, you know, being away from playing sport, and especially football with the girls and on the Waterford team, I have never been away from it since, you know, being 12 on the under 14 team. I played, you know, every single year. So it would, I suppose, when I found out my injury, my instinct was, I'm gone now. That's it. That's, you know, it's done. And it was kind of heartbreaking to know that you wouldn't be at training with the girls, you wouldn't be going to the matches, you'd miss out on all the crack, you know. And so I think having the opportunity to be involved was great, and I appreciate it so much now. I'm not going to say it was easy. Like, being in that perspective, I have so much respect for all managers and backroom team after, you know, it's a hard position to be in. But, and especially when I was so, like, I wanted to play so bad, and having to be at training watching all the time was a bit overwhelming, you know, for anyone that's injured, or, you know, you're going through your own rehab and your recovery to try and get back playing, going to training, you know, can be difficult when you're watching a lot of the sessions and you're wanting to be out there, but you know, yeah, kind of have a longer road ahead. But definitely it did ease it a bit being there, but definitely it didn't fulfill it fully. That it did probably give me the urge to want to really knuckle down and to get back as quick as I could.
Yeah, how much does it mean to you, Megan, to be part of this Waterford ladies football team?
Oh, like as I said, I've been playing since I was 12 on the under 14 county team, and I suppose you don't realise it until something happens like that where you're forced to kind of step away. I know sports people, and being involved in something that takes a lot of dedication, you know, a lot of your time, a lot of effort, that you can have ups and downs with it, and you can kind of say you're sick of it, and you can look at different aspects and say, oh, if I had this, I'd have so much more time to do this and that. And other people, when it did happen, kind of said to me, now you have the time to do this and you have the time to maybe go there and do this. And yeah, at the start, I was kind of like, yeah, maybe they're right. You know, I do have this time now. But what I learned is the grass isn't always greener. Like, you're looking at, you're doing hard sessions and you're saying like, oh, I signed up for this, you know, like when you're doing all those running in December, you're like wondering, you're thinking, God, I'm actually here of my own free will to do all this running. But at the end of the day, when I was kind of forced to step back a bit, I realized that, you know, leaving kind of left a big hole in me, and nothing, even if I tried, was kind of filling the hole that it did when I came back now. And I just feel a lot more myself. And I know that's strange that people do step away from sport, you know, but maybe they have other kind of personal reasons that fill the hole that kind of sport leaves, you know. But I didn't really kind of have that at the time. I still had that urge to play, and I kind of put my mind to it then that I was really going to try my best to get back. And then if I didn't, I didn't. And at least I tried to do it.
Well, Megan Dunford, Waterford Ladies Football Defender, it's been an absolute pleasure to have you in studio today. And it's great to see you back on the field, and great to hear the enthusiasm and the passion that you have for ladies football. We wish you all the best for the rest of the season.
Thanks very much, Tomás.
Lore Na Páirce with Tomás McCarthy on WLR.